Blog Talk Radio.
From the highest of high to the depths of the sea, creation's revealing your majesty. From the colors of fall to the fragrance of spring, every creature unique in the song that it sings, all exclaiming, indescribable, uncontainable. You place the stars in the sky and you know them by name. You are amazing. We fall to our knees as we humbly proclaim, you are amazing, God. We'll see the lightning bolts and tell them where they should go.
depths of our hearts, and your love was the same. You are amazing, God. You are amazing, God. You are amazing, God. There's no one like you nowhere. You are amazing, God. You're so sweet to us. You're so loyal. You're so faithful. You should have given up on us, but you still love us, oh God. You are amazing, God. You've seen us messed up over and over again. Each and every individual, we've turned our backs to you. But you still loved us the same. As if we were only born again. You loved us while we were in our mess and while we turned our back to you. That's why you are amazing, Dio. You're worthy, oh God. You are the Lion of Judah. You are the Alpha and Omega. Together, if you love them, if you love them, if you love them, I want to introduce to you BRL.
Hello, welcome to Prolific Fire with me, Prophetess Stacy. I thank each and every one of you who are on the line. I thank everybody that will be listening to this later on in the archives. Father God, I thank you for each and every listener, God, on the phone or in the archives, God, or listening online right now, God. In the name of Jesus, God, I hope this word will penetrate their hearts and they will begin to understand, God, that you made them, Lord, for more than what they're living in, God, that they're living through something to get to something, God. In the name of Jesus, help them to forgive themselves, Lord God. Help them, Lord God, to not hold stuff against themselves, God. If you have forgiven them, then they also should forgive themselves, God. Help them, Lord God, to see the revelation in this word that you've given to me for them tonight. Oh, God, help them to change. Help them to untie themselves and be free and released. In the name of Jesus, amen. Tonight, the foundational text comes from 2 Corinthians 2, verse 5 through 11 in the Message Bible. And it reads like this. Now regarding the one who started all this, the person in question who caused all this pain, I want you to know that I am not the one injured in this as much as with a few exceptions, all of you. So I don't want to come down too hard. What the majority of you agreed to as punishment is punishment enough. Now is the time to forgive this man and help him back on his feet. If all you do is pour on the guilt, you could very well drown in it. My counsel now is to pour on the love. The focus of my letter wasn't on punishing the offender, but on getting you to take responsibility for the health of the church. So if you forgive him, I forgive him. Don't think I'm carrying around a list of personal grudges. The fact is that I'm joining in with your forgiveness as Christ is with us, guiding us. After all, we don't want to unwittingly give Satan an opening for yet more mischief. We're not oblivious to his sly ways. Again, that was 2 Corinthians 2, verse 5 through 11 in the Message Bible. In this, our foundational text, Paul is referring to a person in the church who caused a lot of pain and now stands in need of forgiveness. Paul instructs them to forgive. But what if the person who hurt you and stands in need of forgiveness is not in the church, is not a coworker, a friend, or even a family member? What if the person who hurt you, the person you need to forgive, what if that person is you? The title of tonight's message is Forgive Me Too. In the text, Paul says, what the majority of you agreed to do as punishment is punishment enough. Now is the time to forgive this man and help him back on his feet. If all you do is pour on the guilt, you could very well drown in it. My counsel now is to pour on the love. What the majority of you agreed to do as punishment is punishment enough. God says all the years of self-inflicted punishment is punishment enough. I have forgiven you of that. God says all the years of self-inflicted punishment is punishment enough. I have forgiven you of that. In Isaiah 43, verse 25 in the New Century Version, it says, I am the one who erases all your sins for my sake. I will not remember your sin. I have forgiven you. Forgive what happened before and do not think about, concentrate on the past. That's Isaiah 43:18. Your thinking, your thoughts can hinder you or release you. Now is the time to forgive yourself. Now is the time to forgive yourself. The Aramaic word for forgive means literally to untie. The Aramaic word for forgive literally means to untie. In John 8, verses 3 through 9 in the NIV, the teachers of the law and the Pharisees brought in a woman caught in the act of adultery. They made her stand before the group and said to Jesus, Teacher, this woman was caught in the act of adultery. In the law, Moses commanded us to stone such women. Now, what do you say? They were using this question as a trap in order to have a basis for accusing him. But Jesus bent down and started to write on the ground with his finger. When they kept on questioning him, he straightened up and said to them, Let any one of you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her. Again, he stooped down and wrote on the ground. At this, those who heard began to go away one at a time, the older ones first, until only Jesus was left with the woman still standing there. What happens when your accusers are gone and you and Jesus are the only ones that know what you did? Jesus says, go and sin no more. God has forgiven you, untied you, released you. And as he has released you, now is the time to forgive, release yourself. Unforgiveness is bondage. Unforgiveness keeps you chained to a course of events you cannot change. God says, those who hear my voice tonight, tell them the older things be released, forgiven, untied from them first. God says, those who hear my voice tonight, tell them the older things be released, forgiven, untied from them first. Thank you, Jesus. Now is the time to forgive yourself. Unforgiveness has kept you down long enough. Feel like somebody needs that. Unforgiveness has kept you down long enough. If all you do is continue to pour on the guilt, I should have, I could have, I wish I would have, you could very well drown in it. Forgive yourself. Untie yourself from the illegitimate burdens of your heart. Illegitimate because they have no right to be there when God says to forgive. Forgive yourself. Untie yourself from the illegitimate burdens of your heart. Illegitimate because they have no right to be there when God says to forgive. Forgive is not just a freedom you extend to others who have hurt you, but is a freedom God wants you to extend to yourself as well. Forgive me too. Stop holding yourself to a standard that is far too high. God already knew you would mess up. Let me repeat that because I know somebody needed that one. Stop holding yourself to a standard that is far too high. God already knew that you would mess up. That's why it says in Matthew 18:21-22 in the New King James, when Peter asked, Lord, how often should I forgive my brother? Up to seven times. Peter asked, thinking seven would complete the process, since seven is God's perfect number. But God says no, not seven, but up to 70 times seven, meaning a continuous countless times. Forgiveness is a continuous cycle, a cycle that was meant for you, not just for your neighbors, your coworkers, your family, friends, and enemies. Forgive yourself. God so desperately wants you to forgive yourself. Once again, forgiveness is a continuous cycle, a cycle that was meant for you, not just for your neighbors, your coworkers, your family, your friends, and your enemies. Forgive yourself. That's why Matthew 18:21-22 says 70 times 7. God wants you to continually free yourself. Though you messed up, you can always forgive yourself. You can always repent and go to him. You don't have to stay stuck holding things against yourself. You can hinder your own blessings from what you're holding against yourself, not realizing that you are worthy. God so desperately wants you to forgive yourself. You are his workmanship, according to Ephesians 2:10. And just as you forgive others, those you belong to. Wait, I read that wrong, sorry. You are his workmanship, according to Ephesians 2:10. And just as you forgive others, those you don't belong to, you must forgive yourself because you are not yours but his. God sent Jesus into this world before one day of your life would come to be. Before you needed forgiveness, forgiveness was here. Before you had even one bad experience with life, forgiveness was here. Before you did that, said that, thought that thing that has built up unforgiveness in you, forgiveness was here. His name is Jesus. Somebody needs to stop right here and say, Lord, I forgive me too. I accept the forgiveness Jesus came to put in place for me. Not only do I release people, but I release me too. I am worthy of forgiveness because I have a Savior who did willingly die. Therefore, I let go of hurts that I cannot change. The hurts that Jesus laid down his life for. Yes, I may have caused them, but I don't have to live as a victim to them. Yes, I may have caused them, but I don't have to live as a victim to them. Tonight, I untie myself from the past. I forgive my debts. I forgive me too, as I forgive my debtors. Say this with me. I deserve to be forgiven. Because some of y'all don't feel you deserve to be forgiven. Jesus qualified you for the gift, and there is therefore no condemnation. Lay your heavy heart on the altar of prolific fire. That's what prolific fire is. This is an altar. You can get encouragement. You can be released and renewed on prolific fire. Heal me, Lord. I let go. I receive. I untie. I forgive me too. God says some of you all are holding bitterness in your heart, holding yourself responsible for something that never really was about you. Forgive yourself. God says some of you all are holding bitterness in your heart, holding yourself responsible for something that never really was about you. Forgive yourself. In forgiveness, you triumph. In forgiveness, forgetting what happened before, not thinking about the past, in doing so, there is clarity, there is vision. You can now see. God says, look. When you can see, God will tell you, now look at the new thing I'm doing. It's already happening. Do you see it? Forgive yourself. Release, untie, let it go, and encourage yourself. Sometimes the best way to encourage yourself is to forgive yourself. Let me repeat that because somebody needs it. Sometimes the best way to encourage yourself is to forgive yourself. God has so much more of life he wants to reveal to you. There's more than misery, hurt, and strife. No more self-inflicted punishment. No more silent tears. Stop hiding. Forgive me too. In Jesus' name, amen. Beloved, don't be like Judas, who when he realized he had betrayed an innocent man, could not forgive himself, and so he hung himself. Carrying unforgiveness inside is like unknowingly choosing to hang your life, bringing it to a dead end. Carrying unforgiveness inside is like unknowingly choosing to hang your life, bringing it to a dead end. Do not give up just because you cannot undo what you did. When God gave me that revelation, I thought that was powerful. Let me repeat that. Do not give up just because you cannot undo what you did. Psalms 139, verse 2 through 4 says, Lord, you know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts afar. He knows. There's not one thought that has caught him off guard. Forgive yourself. He discerns my going out and my lying down. He already knew where you would go and what you would do and who you would do it with. Forgive yourself. Before a word was on your tongue, he knew it completely. Forgive yourself. Forgiveness is a form of repentance. It creates change. Forgiveness is a form of repentance. It creates change. Next time you hear the word forgive, instinctively say, me too. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I hope you seal this word in the hearers' ears, Lord God, that they will remember, Lord God, every time the enemy comes against them, God, to hold stuff against them, Lord God, that you have forgiven them of, that they have already talked to you about, things that you know about and you have released them from, God. Every time the enemy comes to them, Lord God, to bring up old things, Lord God, even new things, Lord God, that they just hindered by, Lord God, I hope that you would help them to remember this word, that they have the right to forgive themselves too. Help them to remember to forgive me too, Lord God. You want them to forgive others. Yes, you do, God. But you want them to forgive themselves as well. Seal this word in their hearts, Lord God, and keep it in their ears, Lord God, and keep it in their mind, that the next time that they hear somebody say forgive, that they will know it applies to them too and say instinctively, me too, in the name of Jesus. God, I bless every listener tonight, Lord God. I bless every archive listener, Lord God, that will be listening later, Lord God. I bless everybody that's online listening, God. In the name of Jesus, bless them, Lord God, and do for them, Lord God, what they need you to do, Lord God. Let this word minister to them at the point of their needs, Lord God, because everybody needs something different. But the main thing about it is you know what each of us needs, Lord God. Supply. In the name of Jesus, amen. If there's anybody on the phone that has a comment, if you match one, I would be happy to talk to you and take your prayer request or your comments or just say hi. Or if there's anybody online listening, I bless you in the name of Jesus. You can always send in your prayer request at prolificfire@gmail.com. And if not, that's the end of the show. I bless every listener that was listening. I thank God for you. Good night.